For the third day, opposition parties have been pressing the government on the proposed increase in college fees. The issue has been in the news since Sunday when Higher Education Minister James Lawless confirmed that the student registration fee would go up by €1,000 this year. A short time ago, the subject was raised again at Leaders' Questions in the Dáil, this time by Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin. The reply came from the Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue.
So today, let's clear this mess up. I've just one simple question for you, and it's the same question that's been anxiously asked in kitchen tables all over the country. When students get their bill in September, how much will they be asked to pay? Will it be €2,000 or will it be €3,000? Students and their families need an answer to that question today, Minister, and it's the only question I have for you.
So budget by budget, we make changes that we believe are affordable, that recognise the challenges that are there. Which is why what we will do is, in the approaching budget, do what we normally do. Put in place measures, including those to deal with the cost of becoming a student, with the challenge that so many families face, that we know is affordable, that we know we can fund, that we know we can build upon in the years ahead. Minister Lawless, myself, Minister Chambers, are very clear on what that objective is. We're very clear that temporary measures that were in place when inflation was so high, we now need to look at how we can put in place other measures that can make a difference to something we know is such an acute difficulty for so many, and for so many are already receiving support that we know is needed.
Pascal Donoghue and before that, Matt Carthy. Let's go to Leinster House and our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, this issue not going away.
No, not going away at all. And it was also raised by the Social Democrats, Jennifer Whitmore, and much the same answer from Pascal Donoghue. Now, Matt Carthy said it was a simple question, but of course the answer wasn't simple at all. And I suppose that is because ultimately this is going to be decided in the budget. At the same time, a front has been opened from the government's point of view by James Lawless last week that has left, judging by what politicians are saying, many parents and students very stressed indeed. In their constituency offices have been inundated with calls, and I think that remains the case. So while politicians point to the budget, I suppose there is signals as to what might happen. I think the next steps probably centre on an options paper that James Lawless is going to draw up, and that will probably hint at a reduction on the 3,000 figure, and that would be a permanent one with the pledge for further reductions along the way, and perhaps people who have more than one child in college might have to pay less than the full amount. That seems to be the territory this is in, but the government is fairly hamstrung in the sense that it probably can't say that as clearly as possible because it is ultimately something for the budgetary process.
Isn't that, though, the problem the government has here, in that nobody is really clear what exactly is going to happen and how much they will have to pay in the autumn?
Exactly, and that is the fault of James Lawless, who went with that figure and signalled that so clearly, and that has led to the difficulty. Then I suppose the question that arises is, can government keep putting out that message as they have done throughout the week? First Jack Chambers, the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, and also now Pascal Donoghue today, that all will be revealed in the budget, or will they have to be a lot clearer before then? I think that's where the political pressure probably lies right now.
This is it. I mean, the budget is still 3 months away.
Yes, there, I suppose, are attempts to try to say that if people pay in instalments, they wouldn't have to pay the full 3,000, which would be the bill in September, and that there would be money coming back then in January, because we do know that there won't be anything or any money paid back before Christmas. It will be part of those permanent measures in the budget. But will that suffice, or will this linger as a stress point for students and parents working through the summer? And you feel that it will, because people do have to gather the money, the people who have to pay this.
Micheál Lehane at Leinster House, thank you for that.